Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that would be a terrific idea to do today or any day, and just tell me what's on your mind. And I actually have a kind of a cool thing to share with you, but Rachel was my woman. She sort of knew to call right at the beginning of an hour, and she knew that she would get the most time and the least wait. So I'm not gonna do anything but tell her, Rachel, welcome. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help?
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is about my cousin, who is 17, senior in high school, and she lives on the other side of the country, and I'm 31, so I'm a little bit older than her. She seems she's very social. Her friends are number one thing in her life. She just spent every waking minute with him. I just spent 6 weeks with her. She was over here with her mom and brother visiting. And so we get to spend a lot of time together, and she talked to me just about life and what she's doing. So this is coming from her and also from Snapchat, which I'm friends with her on. So I get to see the pictures that she posts. And she does things that seem really risky, and I think it's kind of worrisome. Like,
can you give me an example?
Sure. So she's took like a picture of her driving. She's a passenger, and one of her friends driving, and she's standing out of the sunroof as they're going down the road. Yesterday, she posted one. Last night, rather, They were stopped, and there was a police car behind them. It was a still picture, but it looked like, I mean, I don't know if they were pulled over or not, but it's just lots of pictures of a lot of risk-taking that happens. And so I guess my question is it worth saying anything to her just about this?
Okay.
The fact that I'm worried about her.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. Are her parents together or not?
Yes, they're together. They're married.
Okay. Does she have sibs? Does she have brothers and sisters?
Yep. She has an older brother who's like 2 years older, and he's not social at all. If anything, he's very awkward.
Yeah.
And both
good
of her
in
parents
school.
Are not social either. Yeah, he's okay. In community college right now,
yeah.
And he lives at home.
And so she just has the one sib, nobody younger?
Nope, that's it, yep.
Okay. How are her grades?
They're good. They're fine. She makes
good
grades.
Good. What are her plans? She's a senior. She's going into her senior year now?
Yeah, she'll start in August.
Right. So what is her plan when she graduates? Does she have one?
She wants to study biology. She worked with me farming this summer, and she loved it. She loved being outside. She loves doing gardening. She really likes animals, but she wants to study biology as a general course.
Okay. All right. So if you were going to talk with her, would you talk with her? Would you send her an email? Would you talk with her on the phone? Would you text her? How would you communicate with her?
Oh, this would definitely be a phone. I mean, it would be in person if we didn't live 2,000 miles apart, but it'd be
okay.
Phone.
All right, I'll tell you what. Pretend I'm your cousin, and what are you going to say to me?
Well, that's probably the biggest question that I have for you. I mean, the only thing that I know that I'd want to say is that I just really care about her, and that I just want her to make decisions that aren't going to ruin the rest of her life. But
okay,
not
a bad place to start.
All right.
You may, all right, I certainly don't disagree with anything you said, but you probably want to be a little bit more, all right, because if you said that to me, if you said, okay, I really care about you, and I don't want you to make decisions that'll wreck the rest of your life, I'm going to say, "Oh, Rachel, I loved you too, and you're so cool." And you know, you probably did about the same things I did. And I don't know exactly what you're talking about. I don't really take risks. I mean, I'm just a kid and I'm just having fun. And,
yeah.
What are you talking about?
I know.
Okay, so now what are you going to say back?
I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. That's why we do this. All right, the first thing I'd probably want to know before I launched myself into a, because it's going to sound to her like a sermon if you're not careful, and it sounds like she really, I mean, you have this really enviable, under most circumstances, position, because you're too young, really, to be her parent, but you're kind of like a big sister, or, you know, a slightly older, mm-hmm. older cousin. So so the first question I'd probably want to ask in my own mind, rather than asking her, although you can ask her, is it possible that she's sending you these pictures, which are at best ambiguous, to either impress you with how cool she is and how sort of grown up she is, because you may view yourself as not a whole lot older than she, but she views you as kind of in a different, literally a different generation, which is true. I mean, you're basically about halfway between her parents and herself, maybe a little bit toward her parents, but not a whole lot. So the question is, what is the purpose of the picture she was sharing? And presumably she's sharing them with other people as well. But
exactly.
Because
yep.
It's not like, so is she doing it to prove how cool she is? Is she doing it to shock? And so maybe that's one of the places to start, instead of assuming that she's doing nutty things. And I agree, standing up in a car taking pictures, unless there's a really low overhang, is probably not the world's smartest idea, but she's not driving. Presumably, hopefully she's not drunk. Hopefully the guy that she's driving with or the woman she's driving with is not drunk. So it's dumb, but it's not incredibly dumb. I mean, she's not skateboarding on the back of a van, I mean, which is significantly more dangerous. And I'm not suggesting she should do that or anybody else should do that. Right. So I think the first thing I might be interested in saying is, hey, it was really fun spending so much time with you. And I was just interested, you know, I guess I needed a little bit more captioning on a couple of the pictures you sent me. What was the deal with the cop? Were you guys pulled over? Was this just, you know, and I wouldn't even go, I just said, what was the deal with the cop? And you can just mm-hmm. say, were you pulled over? Because, look, she's going to tell you one of several things. She's going to tell you, oh, no, you know, I just thought it'd be cool. Or, you know, the cop had stopped somebody else and I just thought I'd make a good picture. Or she's going to say, oh, yeah, we were pulled over because. And then you can say, wow, that sounds kind of like risky behavior. I'm a little surprised that, you know, you seem to me a little more mature than that. So anyway, because if you assume that she was pulled over and she wasn't, then she, first of all, gotcha. Which is going to maybe reinforce that behavior of, wow, I got, you know, I really got Rachel. I really impressed her. I really scared her. How cool is that, dude? And it really didn't cost me anything. So next she's going to take a picture, you know, of, I don't know, roadkill or something. Or that there was actually an issue, and then you can focus on that issue. So the first thing I would do is, rather than make a statement, I would ask a question of, hey, I was just curious about that picture. And if there are a number of pictures, I would probably pick the two or three scariest ones, because those are the ones that presumably have the most content and the most concern and the most emotional valence with them. And the thing about, you know, standing up in the car, I guess I would say, you know, what, you know, if I guess I was a little curious about, how fast the car was going or something, because, you know, I looked at that and thought, wow, if that guy hits a bump, you're gonna go tumbling or something. I mean, you know, I would ask a question rather than make a statement, because the answer to that question will give you a lot more information than you have at this moment, which then tells you the path to take. So, and sort of calling it risky behavior, you know, having sex without a condom is risky behavior. Hanging around, getting in a car with a drunk driver is risky behavior. Playing with somebody's handgun is risky behavior. I'm not sure that taking a picture of a cop car is necessarily risky behavior, because we don't know the context. I don't yeah. know if standing up in the car is risky or not risky behavior. They put you on hold, and you think about it, and if there's some other behaviors we should look at together, we'll do that as well. Alrighty, 855-9-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoBite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Rachel, who is a concerned cousin of a 17-year-old who is sending her pictures that are ambiguous. And I said, well, rather than assuming that that there's something wrong here, I think that, first of all, Rachel, I think you're exactly correct in your gut that these are meant to be provocative. They're meant to get a response. So to a certain extent, you don't want to swallow the bait, but as a concerned kind of big sister in this context, I think you don't want to ignore them completely, because ignoring them may make her escalate, which we just assume not have happen. And you don't need to carry around that sort of hurt tummy feeling all the time of, you know, is the next phone call going to be a disaster? So you hear that I'm giving you complete permission to respond, but the question is, how do you want to respond, and what's the most effective way of responding so you don't lose her as a confidant, or she doesn't stop confiding in you, feeling that she is, you're kind of a bridge between herself and her parents. And so you have a very valuable role to fulfill, assuming it doesn't make holes in your stomach lining, and that you actually have some effect on her behavior as well in a positive way. Are there other behaviors you want me to take a look at that she's... I know that these are the first two that came to mind, but are there other ones that you feel are more more telling?
No, I think it was, the other ones are just stupid and, again, yeah, provocative. Like,
yeah,
pictures of she's, like, making out with her boyfriend, or pictures of him, like, resting his hand on her inner thigh, or one where she's obviously in the shower. I mean, she's not naked doing the selfie, but you can just tell it's her whole leg naked and it's a shower around her. And so she's just, I think those are just...
All right, here's the other thing I would do. I would stand by my sort of initial statement that you need more information. But I might also sort of say to her, you know, one of the things that occurs to me that I can share with you for better, for ill, is when I was your age, and hopefully your eyes are not rolling back in your head at this moment, the internet was just in its infancy, and social media really didn't exist. And so we could kind of email each other and not really think about consequences. And now what we know is the internet is as close to immortality as any of us will ever achieve. And if you, for example, decide that you want to go to medical school, let's say, that you love biology, or let's say you want to go to veterinary school, which is as difficult, in some places more difficult, to get into medical school, and you submit an application, that one of the things that you can expect, you can really count on, is whomever is looking at your application is going to Google you. And if these pictures come up, is that the statement that you want a prospective dean of a veterinary school or a medical school to look at? Or let's say you decide that you want to go into politics, or that you want to teach, and understand that you can then say with some great accuracy, well, you know, I was a kid. But if a medical school or a veterinary school or a law school dean has a choice of two kids who are both academically very capable, socially very charming, and both write great essays, and one has sexy pictures on the internet and one doesn't, where do you think the dean is going to put their clout? Just because it's less of a risk, which is kind of the theme of your thing to her. So it's not that I don't think you should have fun. It's not that I don't understand that all your friends are doing this. But you just, you know, it's something I didn't have to think about, really, when I was your age. But it occurs to me that kids need to do that now. And I remember at 17 thinking that 30 was like death. You know, I was never going to be that old. And even if I was, it was going to be so different. And what I really wanted to do was enjoy being 17, because it wasn't going to last forever. And, you know, then... And I, you know, when I had to settle down and go to the suburbs, and gravity was going to be my enemy, when I was going to have crow's feet, and she's going to say,
"Oh,
Rachel,
old,
you don't look like that."
So old.
Yeah, I know. Especially when you're 17,
right?
That I didn't have to think about it, but you know what, Sugar Plum? Not only do you have to think about it, but some of your friends are already thinking about it, and you may view them as the squares, you know, or the nerds, or the losers, or whatever current term there is, but they're also going to be the ones that, if they have the same grade point average you have, and they write just as good an essay, and they're your competition to get something, and there are no pictures of them doing really stupid things, guess who's going to win? And I just, you know, I'm not suggesting that you shouldn't be a kid and you shouldn't have fun. I'm just suggesting that two things, really, or maybe three things. One is that you think about what you're doing in terms of not only now, but what you want. Because, you've got great grades. Everybody loves you. You clearly love biology. You've got a good brain. You know, the world is really, you're an oyster. You're going to be able to do anything you want to do. And you don't want to do anything, which gets back to your original speech, now that limits those possibilities that you don't even know what they are yet. So that's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, mm-hmm. if you're going to do dumb stuff, and I suppose that there's always some temptation to do something dumb, because why not? But don't necessarily document them. And if you're going to document them, are you sure you want to document them in such a public way so that everybody at any time, now and going forward, is going to have access to them?
Right.
So I guess I would divide my discussion into at least two parts. The first is, gee, can you tell me about these? Because then you'll have a much clearer idea. And then the second part is the sort of Rachel autobiography of, you know, I didn't have to worry about this, and if you can think at least one or two dumb things that you did, but they're not going to be on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not going to be something that is going to last longer than you last. And her stuff is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
All right. So, go ahead.
I was going to say that it's funny that I wouldn't have thought of this. I've listened to you since I was my cousin's age, and and I like, duh, of course this is what I should be doing. But I'm having a baby in October, and I kind of feeling a little panicky and nervous, thinking, oh my God, this is what she's doing. What's my daughter going to be like? What's it going to be like in 15 years for her?
Well, it's a good question that no one can answer. I mean, because no one could have foreseen. You know, it's interesting. I had dinner last week with one of my old bosses, which is really nice because we still, you know, almost everybody who was ever in my life is still in my life on some positive level, with few exceptions. Mm-hmm. And he said, you're the one who said the internet was going to cause huge problems, and you said it 10 years ago. So give her a call. Congratulations. Call if there are baby issues. But I think you're being a wonderfully involved cousin. And you can listen to the podcast a little bit and so if you need a refresher. Rachel, thanks for your call. Good luck with your baby. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 Listen Line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I want to share something with you that that Manny found for me today. And Manny, can we can post this, right, on the website? You may already have it up there.
Yes, you're talking about the poem, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it up on the Facebook page already.
For those of you who aren't going to go to the Facebook, I want to read this to you, all right? And I want you to kind of hang with me a little bit. It starts off, it has a long history. It started apparently in New York in the Hasidic Jewish community. It went to London, and it was actually started by a high school girl. And I just want to read you what it is. And it's on the website, all right? Stick with me on this one a little bit, all right? Today was the absolute worst day ever, and don't try to convince me that there's something good in every day, because when you take a closer look, this world is a pretty evil place. Even if some goodness does shine through once in a while, satisfaction and happiness don't last. And it's not true that it's all in the mind and heart, because true happiness can be obtained only if one's surroundings are good. It's not true that good exists. I'm sure you can agree that the reality creates my attitude. It's all beyond my control, and you'll never in a million years hear me say that today was a good day. Okay, now it says, read from the bottom to the top. Hence, today was a good day, and you'll never in a million years hear me say that's all beyond my control. My attitude creates the reality. I'm sure you can agree that it's not true that good exists only if one's surroundings are good. True happiness can be obtained because it's all in the mind and heart. And it's not true that satisfaction and happiness don't last. Some goodness does shine through once in a while, even if this world is a pretty evil place. Because when you take a closer look, there's something good in every day. And don't try to convince me that today was the absolute worst day ever. Which I thought was actually pretty clever and pretty cute. The idea being that, you know, it's perspective, right? If you read it one direction, boo, ha, boy, Iggy, boo, boo. If you read it the other, then it's means that it's a choice, right? So there you go. It's apparently, this was a high school kid whose name is Chaney Gorkin. She's 11th grade little girl from Crown Heights. She posted the poem on Poetry Nation. Her mother shared it on Facebook. The poem cheered up Zachary Stevenson, events promoter at London music venue Nambuka. He posted what he calls a disappointed Facebook status, and a Facebook friend shared the poem in response. I thought it was profoundly uplifting. He deleted his negative post, printed out the poem, and stuck it on Nambuka's wall. That's where Ronnie Joyce took the photo, he tweeted. So what does Chaney think about her poem's popularity? Her father told us that she's working as a summer camp counselor out of state, and communication's been spotty. It seems to me she's very gratified to have helped make so many people's day a little better. So, the idea being, you can choose. You can either not only read the poem from the top down, you can believe the poem from the top down, you can invest in the poem from the top down, or you can choose to read it from the bottom up. So, which certainly is consistent with the notion that we espouse around here with nauseating regularity, that it's a choice, right? That you can look at anything from one perspective or another. And there's sometimes more than two perspectives, but they're almost always two. And it certainly is very consistent with the notion that I have been sharing with you, which was not original with me. I just stole it. Seems to be perfectly okay. People steal from me all the time, right? Which is that your past is either a club or a school. And club probably in both senses of the word. Club meaning a place that you join and claim membership in. Or a school, which is some place that you go and graduate from. So the question is, which do you want it to be? Doesn't change the events of your past, but may change the perception of your past and the use of your past and the function of your past. I suppose function and use are really close enough to be the same word. All right? So I'm going to do it from the bottom up again just because that seems to me to be the important thing to remember. But it's on our Facebook page. So you can make a copy of it as well.
I like the idea of just the overall idea of reading it from the bottom to the top, because that's kind of similar to the way life, well, how we want life to be anyway. If you're starting at the bottom, you want to end up at the top.
Good point. You know, good point.
And having that direction be, you know, the positive way of reading that poem, I think is
good point. Yeah. It would probably not work as well if we did it upside down, would it?
Right.
All right. So we'll dedicate this to Manny.
Yeah.
Was today a, never mind. I was just going to ask if it was a Claire all day, but that would. what do we call that? What's a Grecian formula? I wonder why they call it Grecian formula. I guess you could be a Greek god. Nevertheless. All right. And we know you already are. All right. Today was a good day, and you'll never in a million years hear me say that it's all beyond my control. My attitude creates the reality. I'm sure you can agree that it's not true that good exists only if one's surroundings are good. True happiness can be obtained because it's all in the mind and heart. And it's not true that satisfaction and happiness don't last. Some goodness does shine through once in a while, even if this world is a pretty evil place. That's probably the only sentence I would probably take out of it. I don't know that the world is an evil place. I think the world is a pretty neither here nor there place. I think it's what you make it. All right, I digress. Even if this world is a pretty evil place. Because when you take a closer look, there's something good in every day. And don't try to convince me that today was the absolute worst day ever. And I suppose the point of the last, I mean, if you think about it, the last five sentences, in some ways, because that was the beginning of the rant, are probably the least positive. But it's also an acknowledgement of the reality. And I would say rather than the world is a pretty evil place, I would say that the world is a pretty uncaring place. Because I don't think the world actually is either malevolent nor benign. I think it just is, that it's what we make it. And I would say that this was the absolute worst day ever, that you probably had days that were more difficult. And it also reminds me of something. I was talking with a high school kid who's essentially, no, I guess she's college now. I guess she's like 21, 22. And she was telling me about this horrible story about being sick and studying and having all these problems and you know, not being able to do what she wanted to do. And I said, you know what, that's a very useful story. And she kind of looked at me because I think she expected me to either be shocked or sympathetic. And as you folks know, sympathy is not my strong suit because sympathy is making you feel good about feeling bad. And I don't want to do that. And I don't want you stuck where you are. And I said, because, you know, at some point in your life, you're going to look back on this event and because you're going to hit some pothole, some, you know, bump in the road. And you're going to look back on this event and say, you know what? I survived worse than this. And I guess part of what I was thinking at the time I was talking with her about it is my 18 days of sleeplessness in Israel and then when I came home. And so now when I wake up in the middle of the night and sort of have a difficult time going back to sleep for 10 or 15 minutes, I'm thinking, oh, bring it on. I've done 18 days without sleep. You think this bothers me? Don't even think about it. And there's an enormous comfort in that. To have gone through a really tough thing that was understandably difficult and survived it. And because it reminds you that, first of all, you've done it before, so you can do it again, and that stuff happens. And in between the icky stuff happening is a lot of good stuff happening, and you can choose how to view any particular event. And saying this was the absolute worst day ever, probably not. Probably not even for you, and there may be difficult days ahead. But again, the question is, do you want it to be a club or do you want it to be a school? Clubs you join, you identify with, you pay dues to, you presumably stay with. Schools, you learn what you need to learn, and you take the lessons, and you graduate, and you go on. And I would argue that treating our past as a school and treating the events of our life, not, and that's not to say that everything was wonderful, because there are things that are not, in fact, wonderful at all, but that we learn from them, and we understand that it gives us a perspective, it gives us tools, and it gives us a choice. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything is delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. All of you can learn from Rachel's example, which is the earlier you call in an hour, the more time you'll have with me, and the shorter the wait. So not a bad idea. And today, Manny, are you a scotch drinker?
No.
Do you drink scotch? I don't either. No. I actually went to a tasting where they had like 35-year-old scotch, which I guess is considered really yummy. And so they said, oh, try it. And I nearly gagged. I mean, it tastes awful.
Yeah. I'm not a huge dark liquor drinker.
What does that mean, vodka?
Yeah, well, yeah, vodka, I do like vodka.
Vodka. All right, I have to tell you my quick drinking story, being the little teetotaler that we know that I am. I mentioned my brother came to visit me, and I took him for, I took he and his girlfriend to breakfast at this kind of, well, I'll tell you, it was at the Ritz. And just because close to me, and they treat me like it's Cheers, and so... And then he met somebody there for, I guess, for lunch, and ended up going to the bar and getting a chocolate martini. And he said to the bartender, "I want charge me for an extra one because I want to, for my sister. She loves chocolate." And the bartender said, "Who's your sister?" And he told her. He told the bartender, and he said, "Oh no, we love her. We'll do it." So this was a couple of weeks ago, and so I was supposed to take somebody for dinner there who didn't turn out to. Long story. And so I went down, because I went down to arrange a dinner party, and then it didn't come off, so I went down to cancel it. And they said, "Well, when are you going to, can you stay and get your chocolate martini?" And I said, "No, I got to go out, but I'll come back." So so I did. And a chocolate martini is quite delicious. I guess I've had them in the past. I think I've had like 3 sips of them in the past, and then I give them to other people because... Chocolate martinis are straight liquor, I guess. I mean, they're just... So this one was clear, and then it had... And the bartender poured some I guess, Godiva in the bottom. So it was, like, layered, and then they gave me a chocolate straw. Needless to say, this was... I mean, thank goodness. I thought they were going to have to put me on one of those little hotel carts to, you know, to take me home. And people at bars talk to each other, I guess. And this guy came up and introduced himself to me, and he said, "I just love your show." And I said, "How did you know it was me?" And he said, "Well, I saw your picture." And where he said he saw my picture, I don't think my picture was, but nevertheless. So it was sort of an interesting evening. And so everybody said, "Well, are you coming back tomorrow?" And I said, "No, I don't think so." So I actually, for the first time in my entire experience, closed down a bar. I just thought you'd be impressed. Sorry. All right, I digress. I just want you guys to know that I, you know, I'm trying to expand my horizons, but I've decided not in that particular direction. All right. It's National Scotch Day, in case you were concerned. It's also National Creme Brulee Day. Do not try to combine the two. In 1789, the Department of Foreign Affairs was established, which was going to be renamed eventually the Department of State, or as we call it, the State Department. In 1866, the first permanent transatlantic telegraph cable was successfully completed, stretching from Valentia Island in Ireland to Hearts Content in Newfoundland, which actually changed how people communicated to a very large extent. I mean, think about that. Went across the ocean. In 1890, Vincent van Gogh, or Van Gogh, as he pronounced it, you know who played his brother? Whose name was Theo? Spock. Leonard Nimoy had a one-man show called Theo. And he was talking about Vincent van Gogh. On 1921, researchers at the University of Toronto, led by biochemist Frederick Banting, proved that hormone insulin regulates blood sugar, which has saved huge numbers of people who are diabetic. My brother-in-law actually is a fairly brittle diabetic, and he had one of the first insulin pumps that he wears on his belt that just automatic, so he doesn't have to give himself injections. The pump automatically regulates how much insulin he needs. But insulin diabetes, people think it's just, well, you can't eat sugar. Sugar is just a marker. It's a small artery disease and can be disastrous, very dangerous. And diabetics, at least historically, have only had 2/3 the normal life expectancy. So it's a serious, serious disease that most people don't really understand. And part of it is that there's type 1 and type 2 diabetes. And type 1 is juvenile onset, usually. And type 2 is adult onset, which usually can be controlled, or often, not usually is not a fair word, but often can be controlled by exercise and weight loss. So I think because of that, people tend to be a little bit poo-poo about it, and they shouldn't. It's a very dangerous disease. All right, you already probably read this, so I can't ask you the question, but I'll ask you the question. We'll pretend you haven't read it, and you'll look really, really smart. In 1940, an animated short called A Wild Hare is released, introducing the character of whom, Manny?
I'm going to say one of the most, I know the answer, but I'm going to say it's one of the most popular cartoon characters in history, really.
Yeah. Well, I would say, who would you say is number one? We should, you know, let's put that up. Who's your favorite cartoon character? But I would say number one is probably Mickey Mouse, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
And second might even be Donald Duck.
Yeah.
But third, so I would argue he's third, but we'll just put it up on Facebook and see what people think. And third would be, dun, dun, dun.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, and Elmer Fudd. That's all. What's up, Doc?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. 1940. When was Mickey Mouse, I think, didn't come until a little later than that. Mickey Mouse, I think, was in the late 40s.
Really? I thought Mickey might have been before that, wasn't he?
Well, let's see. I remember reading 20 Modern Americans, they had a 75th anniversary, but that I don't know, I'm Googling it. For 20 Modern Americans, Walt Disney was one of them, and he drew it in his garage. And the reason he drew it in his garage is that's where his studio was. And we love fire alarms. And there was a mouse. And the original Mickey looked much more like a rodent. So this one, let's see, Mickey Mouse birthday party supplies. Oh, no, if you put Mickey Mouse birthday, then it comes up for birthday party supplies. So we need Mickey Mouse. Let's just see origins. Let's say that. But I remember Mickey Mouse original. Let's see Mickey Mouse Club. Let's say, you know, this is all right. This reminds me of the story when I was in San Francisco. They put up They gave us Nexus, which is a company that does internet searches before Google. And the idea was that, like, if you were going to put up dating, instead of putting up dating, you'd put up DAT, because that way it could be dates or dating. So I ran it, and it was still running 3 days later because data. When we return, I'll tell you when Mickey, 1928, official debut in Steamboat Willie. So you're right, he was well before Bug. 855-993-7569.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.